Good morning. You are listening to FloraDaily.net, and this morning we're talking with Aaron Perner. Aaron Perner is co-owner, I guess, of Cap Carpets in Wichita, Kansas. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. I appreciate you spending time with us this morning because I know you've got some big news. The reason you and I are talking this morning is because you've just recently made an acquisition and expanded your operations. So why don't you tell us just a little bit about that?
Well, it's we're in a very fortunate position. I've got a good friend of mine that I've known for a lot of years that runs a very good business. Was at the point where he and his wife were ready to retire. You know, I would tell you it's almost the Horatio Alger story. I mean, they started in a 2,000-square-foot shopping mall and grew this into a four-store chain, very profitable. I mean, but if you meet him and know him, I mean, that's Billy and Nuria Citron. They're just great people, and they run a good business. So they were just at the point where they wanted to retire. I think they'd had plenty of opportunities to sell their business prior, but they wanted to make sure that they got somebody that would respect and value what they value and take good care of their people and create opportunity for them. And so we were kind of the fortunate anointed one that they chose to sell their business to. And so from a timing perspective, it was a well-run business. They were ready to retire and we were ready to expand. So it's just been a very easy transition.
All right. So for those folks that may not know Aaron, I mean, I know you're an icon in the business. You've been affiliated with the WFCA, but let's just talk just briefly about Cap Carpets for a minute, which, as I said, is based in Wichita, Kansas. You are a second generation. You and your dad worked together in this business. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a product of nepotism.
Okay. And you had 13 stores with Cap Carpets prior to this acquisition, and those stores are in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and you've chosen to align your stores with Floor Trader, ProSource, Carpet One, and Big Bob. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
We are one of the original 10 with CCA, and we're very staunch supporter, and frankly, they're a very valuable partner to us. You know, CCA Global has been, and Big Bob's is also a very important partner to us.
All right, and actually, your father serves on the board with
he does
CCA. Okay,
he has for 20 years, and loves it, and loves the people, and for all the good reasons.
Yeah. So one of the neat things to give us a flavor for your just with Cap Carpets. What was your revenue in 2007?
We were in excess of $40 million. You know, 2008, our goals and objectives are to be in that over $50 million range.
That's fantastic.
You know, we're still lucky. I think there's areas, regions of the country that are, you know, not so bad economy-wise. I mean, I would tell you that we're okay to poor. That's how our economic outlook in our region is. At all of our growth, I would tell you, is coming through market share. You know, it's not like this area is just popping and, you know, the economy's really good, but we've been fortunate to have very good people and be positioned well in the marketplace with our business models and delighting our customers, so we're growing because of that.
I see. So you've got 13 stores. This GCO Carpet Outlet franchise in St. Louis is 4 stores, so now you are 17 stores.
Yeah, well, our total number is now 13. And, you know, Billy had closed one of the stores he and Nuria had, so
okay.
He was down to 3 stores. But we will, the marketplace in St. Louis is a huge market, 2.5 million population.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's some very, very good competition up there. And, you know, we're going to have to really, you know, bring our A game to grow in that market. But our goal and objective is to grow. And, you know, 3 stores is not the number we're going to have in that market. We're going to have a lot more.
I'll say, so the 3 stores brought you to 13?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. All right. So you have 13 now. I'll follow you. Okay.
Yeah, we got 13 physical locations. We operate more businesses than that, but we have multiple businesses under one roof in a couple of our facilities.
Now, what makes GCO such a good fit for Cap Carpets?
That's a great question. It really is, in my opinion, one of the biggest opportunities for growth niches. I mean, if you look at the consumer wants value, and when the economy's tough, they shop harder, and they need more value. And, you know, I will tell you there's several reasons why the cash and carry or the outlet business or the do-it-for-you, whatever term you want to use for it, is a great target niche. The real advantage for it is that, you know, I mean, I grew up in this business, and there used to, you know, we originally started out, our company was Discount Carpet Center, and it was a roll outlet. I mean, that's what the original business was. The opportunity in the outlet business is that you can literally deliver product today, and what the customer sees is exactly what they're going to get. And you can buy in bulk, so you can really, you know, from a perspective of getting the best price on product, you can get the best price, which allows you to deliver the best value. And from a service standpoint, where the average specialty store has to order material in because they've got, let's say, 20,000 choices on their floor, the outlet has got a very refined, smaller target. They may only have 120 stocking items. Now, they will have special orders as well. But those 120 items, they can deliver to that customer immediately. I mean, literally, we've had situations where the installer goes out and measures and installs the job the same day.
Okay. So you do, and obviously you answered a question I was going to ask you. So through these outlets, you still offer the full service as far as installation.
The perception from the customer, Kemp, if you ask them, that they don't really differentiate. As long as you do it for them, they don't really see the difference between a full-service store and an outlet store.
Okay, so it's just by calling an outlet store, it's the perception that it's more of a price-driven operation?
Yeah, I mean, it's really more by how you buy. I mean, if you're buying, you know, truckloads of carpet, and you get the best deal on those truckloads versus buying cut order. You know, I mean, if you're buying, you know, 30, 40, 50-foot cuts out of the supplier, they will give you a better price for a full roll than they will for a cut. So you can deliver that value to the customer. And,
yeah,
and if you're careful and watch what your inventory position is, you know, you can really have exactly what the customer wants and what they're going to buy the most of.
Mm-hmm. Seems like to integrate all this, you're going to really need some kind of computer system. Will you be trying to put all this together on some one system that you know, helps you manage the total inventory and everything?
Oh, absolutely. I would tell you there's about a third of the market today uses some flooring specific software.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several good ones out there. And if you go to the FCB2B website, FCB2B.com, I mean, you can find those companies that are out there that are integrated using electronic commerce, which is another big business savings. But, you know, we're an RFMS user and have been for years, and they've got a very good system. And, you know, they do all the things we need to manage our inventory levels and control any kind of shortages or, you know, whatever needs we've got to manage and control our business, RFMS does for us. But there are several other companies that do it as well.
Okay. Well, let me ask you one more question. I know just from a little anecdotal information, but one of the ways that Billy and his wife, Naria, built this business was through their TV ads where he was playing a mandolin and singing a little jingle. So
yeah.
are you going to be out there doing a little mandolin and singing?
I would have a real hard time with that. I'm not musically inclined.
Okay.
So, you know, Billy is extremely talented in that. And I would tell you that his wife, Nuri, is an artist. I mean, she has got amazing hand skills. I mean, you should see some of the work that she's done. She used to make Billy's full-page ads. She would hand-draw them each week in the newspaper. They're just very unique people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're those people that are artistic. And I don't know whether it's right brain, left brain, because I know I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So. But no, you won't see me doing that.
Okay, all right. So you'd be, you know, as we, obviously, I'm impressed that you're growing in this current economic situation. And a minute ago, you know, you said that it was because of your people.
Yeah.
Can you give us any? All of our listeners are wondering how you're doing this. So can you give us any other good nuggets as far as how to grow in this situation?
You know, I think you got to keep it simple. And thank you for that. I think the primary thing is that, you know, I know, you know, it's like Stu Leonard, I mean, what the old supermarket philosophy was that, you know, customer's always right, rule number one. You know, the second, you know, rule number two, if the customer's ever wrong, reread rule number one. I agree with that, but I think that, you know, it's more important you got to take care of the staff and their families. And if they love working, and, you know, I'm not going to tell you we're perfect at it, that we don't have some people that are that don't come into work and kick the cat, but mostly they're very happy, and, you know, we want them to be delighted and excited to come to work every day. And if you do a good job for your people, they do a good job for your customer. And I think that, you know, that the new rule of business is almost a little bit backwards to what people would expect. I mean, you have to do those things, pardon me, and take care of your internal customers in such a way that any obstacles that they have to giving great customer service are gone. And if you do that, you will be richly rewarded in business, and you will grow, even in a down economy.
That's fantastic. So you are proof positive here that you can grow in this current economic situation. Aaron, I really appreciate you spending time with us this morning, and congratulations on your acquisition and expansion news, and best of luck to you in 2008.
Thank you, Kemp. It's always a pleasure.